一首美丽的诗歌。
God causing us to be a part of His dwelling place.
神呼召我们，竟然成为他居住的所在。
Even though we are so unworthy.
虽然我们是这样的不配。
Yet He loved us, He gave Himself for us.
但是他爱我们，把他的自己给了我们。
That we are part of His dwelling place.
我们成为他居住的所在。
And one day we will be in that glorious New Jerusalem.
有一天我们都要进入那荣耀的新耶路撒冷。
Praise Him, for we are His abode. We praise Him, for we are His dwelling place.
我们为这样的恩典，我们赞美他。
Today we come to the last message and the conclusion of the book of Nehemiah.
我们今天来到这个尼希米记的一个总结的一章。
I believe there are still a lot of hidden treasures in this book.
我们感谢主，这里有许多的藏。
And we are just, I will say, we are only scratching the surface.
我们好像只是读了一些表面的东西。
It's for me just like eating an appetizer.
好像只是一个开始有一点的预尝而已。
Today, when we are faithful to the Lord, I believe the Lord will continue to reveal more of Himself to us.
如果我们在神的面前继续的寻求，神会把更多的丰富赐给我们。
So before we start, let's open our Bible to Nehemiah chapter 8.
我们在开始之前，我们先念尼希米记第八章。
Our brother will lead us in reading in Chinese the whole chapter, chapter 8.
我们来一起，我们弟兄姊妹念尼希米记第八章。我们从第一节念到最后一节，我们大家一起来念。到了七月，以色列人住在自己的城里。那时我们同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请文以斯拉将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法带来。七月初一日，祭司以斯拉将律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前，在水门前的宽阔处，从清早到晌午，在众男女一切听了能明白的人面前读着律法书，众民侧耳而听。文士以斯拉站在这位是特备的木台上，马他提亚、士马、亚纳亚、乌利亚、希勒加和马西亚站在他的右边，比大亚、米沙利、马基亚、哈顺、哈伯大拿、撒加利亚和米舒兰站在他的左边，以斯拉站在众民以在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众友都站起来。以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的神，众民都举手应声说阿们阿们，就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。约书亚、巴尼、士利比、雅敏、雅古、沙比泰、何地亚、马西亚、基利他、亚萨迪、约萨拔、哈南、比莱亚和利未人使百姓明白律法，百姓都站在自己的地方，他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。省长尼希米和做祭司的文士以斯拉，并教训百姓的利未人，对众民说：今日是耶和华你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣。这是以众民听见律法说话都哭了，又对他们说：你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的就分给他，因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁。因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。于是利未人使众民静默，说今日是圣日，不要作声，也不要忧愁。众民都去吃喝，也分给人， 大大快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。次日，众民的族长、祭司和利未人都聚集到文士李斯拉那里，要留心听律法上的话。他们见律法上写着，摩西吩咐以色列人要在七月节筑棚，并要在各城和耶路撒冷宣报告说，你们上山将橄榄树、野橄榄树、番石榴树、棕树和各样茂密树的枝子取来，照着所写的搭棚。于是百姓出去取了树枝来，个人在自己的房顶上，或院内，或神殿的院内，或水门的宽阔处，或以法莲门的宽阔处搭棚。从鲁道之地归回的全会众就搭棚住在棚里，从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候直到今日，以色列人没有这样行。于是众人大大喜乐，从头一天直到末一天，以斯拉每日念神的律法书，众人守节七日，第八日照例有严肃会。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before thy presence, we want to give thanks to you.
早晨我们一同来到你同前的时候，我们把你当得的美来归给你。
Lord, we want to thank you that your word is spirit and life to us.
我们感谢你，因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Every time we read your word, you reveal yourself once again to us.
每一次我们来读你话语的时候，你把你自己再一次的显现给我们。
For this morning, we once again open our hearts to you.
早晨我们再一次把我们的心向你打开。
We pray for the spirit of revelation to show forth your word to us.
我们求那赐人智慧启示的灵把你自己的话启示在我们的心里。
Lord, cover us with thy precious blood, Lord.
来用你的宝血遮盖我们。
Lord, we need you this morning.
我们早晨需要你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Today I want to share three points concerning, Nehemiah.
今天早晨关于尼希米我们有三方面要交通。
Firstly, this, the work of the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem is initiated.
首先我们知道这个城的建立乃是从谁始的。
Secondly, is the importance of the God's testimony here on earth.
第二点就是神在地上的见证是何等的重要。
Number three, how do we maintain this testimony?
第三方面就是我们怎样能够持守主的见证。
As we started with the book of Nehemiah, we see clearly that the work of the rebuilding is initiated by God himself.
当我们读尼希米记的时候，我们非常清楚地看见这一个恢复的工作乃是从神开始。
It is not initiated by man, it is not initiated by Nehemiah, nor any rabbi, but it is initiated, started by God himself.
这个工作不是从尼希米开始，也不是从任何的拉比和任何的其他的人，乃是单单的从神开始。
And it is because it is started by God, he will finish it.
因为这个工作是从神开始，所以一定要成全。
When Nehemiah answered God's call and went back to Jerusalem of Jewish brothers,
尼希米答应神的呼召和一些犹太的这些的百姓归回的时候，
they see that the situation is all messed up.
他们看见整个的光景是何等的荒凉。
We see there are a lot of rubbish, a lot of trash there.
他们看见许多的废墟，许多破坏的地方。
In order to build the wall, they need to take away the trash first.
他们为了要建造城墙，他们首先要把这些荒废的地方把它清除。
And secondly, the main thing, they need to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
第二方面，他们要重新建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
This is not just a wall of a person's house.
这并不是一个单个个人的一个家庭的一个围墙。
It is the wall of Jerusalem, a city.
这是乃是这整个耶路撒冷的城的城墙。
So it's not an easy project.
这不是一个容易的工作。
And aside from that, there are a lot of adversity or enemies that fighting against them.
不仅如此，还有许许多多去在那里抵挡，在那里破坏。
The enemy started to laugh at them and said, "How could you finish such a war?"
仇敌在那里耻笑他们，说你们怎么能够可以完成这样的城墙
？And therefore, there are also a lot of discouragement.
所以那里有许多的让人灰心丧胆的事。
There is a lot of disunity among God's people.
甚至在神的百姓中有许多不和的光景。
And even there is a lot of deception and destruction.
有许许多多让人分心、让人感到那个挫败的事。
To such an extent, Nehemiah felt like, "Lord, strengthen thou my hands."
所以为此，尼希米就祷告说：“主啊，刚强我们。
”But praise the Lord.
但是我们赞美我们的神。
There might be adversity.
也许有抵挡。
There might be problems.
也许有难处。
There might be people trying to stop God's work.
也许有人愿意说要阻挡神的工作。
But chapter 6 verse 15 says, "And the wall was finished."
但是在第六章那里，我们看见说城墙已经盖。
This is not really man's work.
这实在不是人的工作。
This is the work of God.
这是神的工作。
Hallelujah! He's the Alpha and the beginning and the end.
哈利路亚，他是首先的，他是末后的。
He will finish whatever he started.
他开始的工作，他必自己亲自成全。
When we see the condition of the church today as a whole,
当我们在整个来讲今天的教会，我们来看的时候
，God revealed to us that the church will be a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, filled with the glory of the Lord.
神的教会要成为无斑点、无瑕疵、荣耀的教会。
According to the Revelation, the church is like a bride.Clothed with white linen.
在启示录里给我们看见说，教会好像那个穿上洁白的细麻衣的新妇
，and to be presented to Christ as the bridegroom.
被带到基督的面前，这位新郎的面前。
If we look at today's the situation of the church today,
当我们今天看见地上教会的光景的时候
，it's totally the opposite.
好像完全与这个相反。
There's a lot of spot and wrinkles.
好像有许多的皱纹，有许多的污点。
There's a lot of sin in the church.
甚至有许多的罪在教会的里面。
How can the church be a glorious church?
教会怎么能够成为一个荣耀的教会呢
？Even if we see ourselves, our condition before God.
我们看我们自己，看我们自己的光景。
Our condition before God is so unfaithful.
我们在神面前的光景是常常没有中心。
We are so selfish, we only take care of our own things.
我们常常以自我为中心来关心到我们自己的事。
Every time we come before God because we need something from Him.
好像每一次我们来到主的面前都是因为我们有些的需要。
How can we be part of this glorious thing?
我们怎么能够和这样一个荣耀的事有份呢
？But praise the Lord，
但我们赞美神。
He started the work，
是他开始的工作。
He will finish it，
他要来成全。
He said， "I will build my church upon this rock."
他说我要建造我的教会在这磐石的上面。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
是阴间的权柄所不能够胜过的。
Brothers and sisters, have faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要有信心。
We have hope that He will do it. That God will do it.
神成全。
Oh, we just need to look up to Him.
我们只要来仰望他。
Oh, we need to be faithful, sir.
我们需要成为忠心的。
Because it is God who initiated the work.
因为是神开始的这样的工作。
Secondly,
第二方面。
Why is God so pay most important to be the testimony, His testimony here on earth?
为什么神是这样的注重在地上他的见证呢
？Because this is His purpose and His will even before the creation of man.
因为这是在他创造人以前他的心里面所定的旨意。
He said when he created man, he said, "Let us make man in our image and likeness."
因为当他说当我们来造人的时候，他说乃是照着我们的形象来造人。
Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and every creeping things that creepeth upon the face of the earth.
让他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上的爬物。
Why?
为什么
？Because God doesn't choose the angels.
神并没有拣选天使。
God chose man. God chose us to be His what? Witness on this earth today.
神拣我们这些人在地上成为他自己的见证。
Oh, we might not be worthy.
我们虽然是这样的不配
，but Hallelujah has chosen us.
但是感谢主，他拣选了我们。
Brothers and sisters, this is our role. This is what we need to do.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在地上需要尽的我们的那个角色和职分。
One day I was asking some young people.
有的时候我问一些的年轻人。
I said, "Who are you?"
你是谁？
Some said, oh, I'm a student.
有人说我是一个学生。
Some said, oh, I'm a businessman.
或者说我是一个做生意的人。
Yes, you are a student, you are a businessman, but that is only your secondary occupation.
你也许是学生，你也许是做生意，但是那是你次要的职业。
My primary occupation is to be the witness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们首要的职业乃是在地上成为主耶稣基督的见证。
Before the Lord ascended to the heavens.
在主在升天之前。
He said, be ye my witnesses.
他说你们成为我的见证。
Not only in Jerusalem, but also in Judea, but also in Samaria, and even up to the utmost part of the earth.
不仅在耶路犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
We need to be his witness.
我们需要成为主的
见证。As an individual, we need to be a witness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
作为我们个人来讲，我们需要成为主自己的见证。
To witness that before I'm governed by the law of sin and death,Before we are governed or we are led by the law of sin and death. 从前我们是被罪的。
从前我们是落在罪恶和死亡当中的。
Yeah, it is the law of sin that is trying to guide us.
原来是罪的律在那里辖制我们。
It is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
那个时候是眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲来辖制我们。
When we do things, it's because I'm the boss.
当我们做事的时候，因为我们自己是自己的主人。
But praise the Lord.
当我们赞美神。
When that light of the gospel shine in our hearts.
当福音的光照进我们里面的时候。
When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts.
当我们接受主耶稣做我们个人救主的时候。
When we confess, Lord, you are my Savior, you are my Lord, there is a change in us.
我们在那里承认说你是我的主神的时候，在我们里面有了个奇妙的改变。
Before I'm the master, now He is the master.
从前我们自己做主，现在他来做主。
Before the law of sin and death is the one that lead us.
从前是罪和死的律在那里捆绑我们。
But today is the law of the spirit of life.
现在是生命圣灵的律来释放我们。
That's why Paul says, "It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me."
所以保罗说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督活在我的里面。
Brothers and sisters, this is our testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的见证。
We should not belittle this. We should not belittle or look down on this.
我们不能够来轻看这些事。
Because we are testifying not only to the angels, even to the enemy, even to the people around us.
我们不仅是在仇敌、在天使面前，更是在我们周围所有人面前来做见证。
We are the expression of Christ Himself.
我们乃是把基督的自己表现出来。
This is the individual aspect.
这是我们在个人方面我们所需要尽的职分。
As a great aspect, the church is also His testimony.
在我们团体方面。教会就是基督的见证。
That's why the Lord said, "This is my body."
所以主说这是我的身体。
When we talk about the body of Christ, it signifies all of us as Christians.
当说到身体的时候，乃是说到我们每一个神的儿女。
We all are members one of another.
我们都是在身体里面彼此做肢体。
We testify that He is Lord.
我们见证他是主。
He is the head.
他是头
and we are members of one another.
我们彼此做肢体。
You know, I like very much the portion where Philip is trying to ask the Lord a question.
我有的时候想到腓力在那里问主的问题。
He said, "Lord, show us the Father, and it satisfies us."
他说，主啊，把父显现于我们，我们就满足了。
And he said, "Philip, you have been with me so long. How could you say, 'Show me the Father'?"
主说你。腓力，你与我同在这么长久，怎么说要让我把父显给你们看呢
？I said, "When you see me, you see the Father."
当你看见我，就是看见父。
When our Father are one,
因为我与父原为一。
Today, this is also our testimony.
今天这也是我们的见证。
We and the Father are one.
我们与父原为一。
He is the head, and we are members one of another.
他是头，我们是彼此做肢体。
And more likely, we are members one of another. This is the thing that's mysterious about this.
这实在彼此做肢体，实在是一个奥秘。
We can see there's a lot of difference among us.
我们中间实在太多的不同。
Difference of the color of our skin.
我们的皮肤的颜色不一样。
The difference in cultural background.
我们的文化背景不同。
Even the languages are different.
我们的言语也不同。
People in the world today, they struggle, they fight, and kill one another because of differences.
今天世上的人为了这些的不同，跟他的彼此的争斗。
But today in the church, we don't have these differences anymore.
但是感谢神，今天在教会里没有这些的分别。
On the cross, He take away all the enmity.
不已经把这一切都已经消除了。
On the cross, He take away all the differences.
在十字架除灭了这一切的分别。
In the body, in the church, there is no Jew nor Greek, but Christ is all and in all.
在教会里没有犹太人，也没有希利尼人，只有基督是一切，也在一切之内。
Brothers and sisters, this is our testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
Yes, we might have differences.
是的，我们有不同。
But we have the cross of Christ.
但是有基督的十字架。
Every time we come to the cross, I say, Lord, we have differences. I just let the cross deal with that differences.
当每次我们有分歧的时候，我们就来到十字架底下。我们说：“主啊，让你的十字架来对付我们这个不同。”
I love the sister whose her name is Gloria Gaither.
我喜欢读到一个姊妹名字叫 Gloria Gaither 的这样一个姊妹。
He said, "What is harmony?"
他说：“什么是这个和谐呢？”
Harmony is not being alike, but being in love.
他说这个和谐并不是一样，乃是在爱。
It's not consensus, but it's committed.
不是这个大家众人的意见，而是我们委身。
Which is very true.
这实在是。
If the church are all alike,
如果我们每个人都是一模一样。
There's nothing glorious or mysterious about it.
这实在是没有什么奥秘，没有什么荣耀的。
Everybody is Chinese, all speak the same language, all have the same temperament. There's nothing to be,
我们都是中国人，我们都说一样的语言，我们都是一样的性情。
But today, differences.
但是今天是完全不一样。
Hallelujah, because of the life of Christ, we are made one.
但是感谢赞美神，因着基督的爱，我们可以合而为一。
Not only we are one and we love one another.
不仅我们合一，而且我们彼此相爱。
And he said, it's not consensus, but being committed.
并不是我们众人的一个意见，乃是我们委身。
You know, the United Nations, I always say, they always, have meetings to agree on certain issues.
在联合国总是开会说我们能够达成某些的协议。
So if they agree majority, then they push this project.
如果大部分人都同意，那么我们就来执行这样提议。
But in the church, it's not being, we don't agree.
在教会里面，我们也许彼此没有这样的认同。
Being agreed on one thing or agreed on another.
我们可能很多事的看法都不一样。
It's rather being committed.
但是我们确实能够委身。
We are committed to fulfill God's purpose.
我们乃是委身于神的旨意。
And because we are committed to fulfill God's purpose, we are willing to drop aside every differences.
因着我们愿意委身神的旨意，所以我们愿意放下所有的不同。
Is this wonderful?
这难道不奇妙吗？
You know, my wife and me, we have differences.
我的妻子和我实在有太大的不同。
She is slow, I'm fast.
那么她又慢又快。
I'm fast.
这个她是慢，我是快的。
But for the sake of oneness, we will just say, okay, if you want to slow, be slow.
那么如果要慢的话，就慢下来。
I will try to be slow with her.
那我就试着和他一同的慢下来。
For the sake of the oneness of the family.
那么就为了家庭的和谐。
This only causing because this is a family.
这因为这是一个家。
We are the body of Christ.
今天我们是基督的身体。
Because we are the body of Christ, we are willing to lay down all the differences for the fulfillment of.
基督的身体，我们宁愿放下我们自己的不同。
But the thing is, where do we get the strength to fulfill God's purpose?
但是我们从哪里得到这样的力量？
You know, by ourselves, we cannot.
但是我们自己没有办法。
Maybe we are patient a little bit.
也许我们有一点的忍耐。
Okay, you are fast, you are slow. I will be slow with you.
如果你慢一点，我就忍耐你慢一点。
One day, two day, three day, and when it comes to the seventh day, it will just explode.
那么到了第七天的时候，就没有办法忍耐。
Before I said I do, right now I said you better.
那么现在我们可以说你可能会好一点。
But today it's not a matter of our own ability.
这实在不是我们自己的能力。
It's a matter of life that is in us.
这是在我们里面的生命。
Praise the Lord, the life in us causes us to be one.
让我们感谢主，实在是我们里面的生命使我们可以合一。
That's why we need to always be joined to the vine.
所以我们需要常和那个葡萄树连接在一起。
We need always to be joined to this olive.
我们实在需要和这个橄榄树连在一起。
When you look at the book of Nehemiah.
我们读尼希米记的时候
When Nehemiah faced all this kind of trouble
当尼西米记，当尼西米面临着一切的难处的时候
，The first thing he do is come back to the Lord.
他头一件事所做的就是回到神的面前。
When he feels so weak already, he said, "Lord, strengthen down my hands."
当他软弱的时候，他说：“主啊，求你坚固我的手。”
It's not a matter of how to do it.
并不是如何的来解决问题。
It's a matter of where are you connected.
乃是在乎说你和谁连在一起。
I really appreciate our brother who shared with us last week in the West Office.
上个礼拜曾经有人这样交通。
He said we need to be joined to this olive tree.
我们需要和这个橄榄树连在一起。
And it, because it's our life, the way we walk, the way we live out the life of Christ is not dependent on who we are connected, but dependent on who we are connected to Christ.
我们能够基督乃是因着我们连接在基督这个橄榄树上。
A lot of times we have this.
有的时候我们有这样的观念。
I want to be together with a more spiritual brother.
有的时候我们想说我们愿意和这个更加属灵的弟兄在一起。
We hope that being together with him, then we might as well be spiritual.
我们觉得说我们和属灵的弟兄在一起我们就会变得更加属灵。
But brothers and sisters, the portion that he received from the Lord is only good for him.
但是他从主那里领受的那一份只能够供应他的需要。
We need to gain supply directly from the Lord.
我们需要直接从主那里得着新鲜的供应。
And I will say this kind of a concept is totally a wrong concept.
这实在这些的错误的观念是外邦人的观念。
A lot of times when we ask people, "Are you a Christian?"
有的时候我们问说你是一个基督徒吗
？Oh yes, I'm born in a Christian family.
说是的，我是在基督徒家庭里长大的。
Or you ask, "Are you a Christian?" Yes, my pastor.
你问我是不是一个基督徒？我说是的，因为我的父亲是一个传道人。
Brothers and sisters, whether your father is a pastor, whether you are born in a Christian family, that has nothing to do.With you being a Christian,
你的父亲是传道人，或者你的家庭是基督徒的家庭，跟你是不是基督徒一点关系都没有。
Today, if you are a Christian because you have a direct relationship with Jesus Christ,
今天你成为基督徒，乃是因为你直接和基督发生了关系。
If you feel like you are a Christian because you are born in a Christian family, one day you will be disappointed.
如果你觉得你成为一个基督徒乃是因着你生在一个基督徒家庭里，有一天你会失望。
Today we need to have a personal relationship with Christ.
今天我们需要个人与主发生这直接的关系。
It's not because whom we are connected to.
并不是我们和谁能够连在一起。
It's not because I'm joining such and such conference.
并不是我们和哪一个大会连在一起。
Today it's a matter of are we connected to Christ.
今天问题是说我们和基督有没有连结。
A lot of Christians today cannot overcome a lot of sin, a lot of trials, is because they are not connected.
今天人因着与基督相连就可以过得胜的生活。
A lot of times when they meet problems, the thing is they start to look for these brothers whom they are connected to.
那么当他们有了生命中有问题的时候，他们却在他们周围去找答案。
Brothers, I'm not saying we should not have fellowship with the brothers.
并不是说我们不需要和弟兄们有交通。
But the real supply comes from our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是呢，真正的供应的源头乃是从基督而来。
Isn't it? One day I fellowship with you are my testimony.
有一次我和你们交通到我个人的一个见证。
I was so sick and I felt like I'm having a heart attack.
有一次我感到非常的软弱，好像有觉着有心肌梗塞的。
So I fellowship with my mom, I fellowship with my wife, and even fellowship with one of the pastor in my workplace.
那么我和我的母亲和我的妻子，甚至和我在工作一个牧师在那里交通。
And they even pray for me.
他们都为我祷告。
A lot of Bible verses.
他们给了我一个圣经的经节。
But it feels like I'm not comforted.
但是好像这些对我都没有办法进入。
One day I said, Lord,
有一天我说主啊
，It has no effect. I said, Lord, you need to talk to me.
我说这些都好像没有什么果效，主啊，求你向我说话。
And praise the Lord talked to me.
我感谢神，主向我说话。
When I opened the word, the Lord speak to me through His word.
当我打开圣经的时候，主就借着他的话语向我说话。
Immediately, this fear just went away.
立刻那一个惧怕就消失了。
So it's not a matter of whom you are connected to.
实在不是我们和谁能够连接
在一起。It's a matter of having direct relationship with God.
实在是因着我们和基督直接的相连。
And brothers and sisters, this is our testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
Whether our testimony can stand individually or corporately is dependent upon our what? Dependent on Christ.
我们个人和团体的见证是不是站立得住？乃那个关键乃在于我们和基督是不是连一起。
When people in this world today is dependent upon it, dependent upon their ability, we testify today before the world that we are dependent on that heavenly Father.
世界的人也许见证他们所依靠势力，所依靠钱财，但是我们的见证乃是依靠我们在天上的父。
So we come to the third item.
所以下面我们进入到第三方面。
How do we maintain this testimony?
我们怎样能够持守主的见证？
In order to maintain this testimony, we need to be what? Established in the Word of God.
我们如果要想维持主的见证，我们必须要进入这个主的话语的里面。
We need to be established and have a firm foundation on the Word of God.
我们必须在主的话语的里面，在主的话语的上面有一个稳固的一个根基。
The rest is only sinking sand, but only God's foundation is the firm foundation.
其他的地位都是流沙，只有神所给我们的地位乃是一个稳固的根基。
One day, a brother is making an illustration concerning being founded, being established.
一个弟兄他这样的来给你做个比喻，说我们怎样的来建立在一个根基上。
He talked about the Chinese bamboo.
他说到这个中国的这个竹子。
He said the Chinese bamboo for 4 years you will see nothing coming out from the ground.
那个中国那个竹子哈，你种了以后呢，4年以后你都看不见任何的生长。
But on the 5th year it start to sprout up and even push up to 80 feet.
那么当到了第五年的时候呢，你就看见说它一下可以长到80尺高。
And we try to feel what is this plant doing for 4 years?
那么在前面这四年到底这个竹子在做什么？
We always love the 5th year.
我们都喜欢这第五年。
Growing so fast.
那么这样迅速的生长。
But he can grow so fast is all because of the 4 years.
但是他之所以能够在第五年这样迅速的生长，乃是因着前面的四年。
In these 4 years, he is establishing a very massive root system.
他在这前四年要建立起一个非常这个稳固的一个根基，一个系统。
Because of this root system, no matter the wind blows, it cannot easily be uprooted.
因为他建立了这样一个复杂的这个他的根的系统，所以无论怎样的风雨他都不会被吹倒。
Therefore, if we want to stand firm against the enemy, we need to be established in the Word of God.
如果我们想站稳来抵挡我们的敌人，我们必须在主的话语的上面有稳固的根基。
A lot of times we admire so much the spiritual people who can share the Word of God, it seems like when they open their mouthThe witches start to come out.
好像这些有的属灵的弟兄，当他们交通主话语的时候，好像一开口，主的话语就出来。
And they give a lot of testimony concerning their experiences.
好像给我们很多他们自己的经历。
We love that kind of thing.
我们很喜欢。
But don't forget, before they get into that kind of condition, it's because they had a lot of years being established in the Word of God.
当他们这样的来供应的时候，实在是有许多的年日，他们在主的话里面有许多的那个根基。
And this is the thing that the people saw when they came back to Jerusalem.
这个是人他们回到耶路撒冷以后他们所看见的。
After they build the wall,
当他们把这个城墙建立起来的时候
，On chapter 7 they start to register themselves.
那么在第七章他们就开始登记。
And settle themselves down.They settled themselves.
他们就在那里安顿下来。
In chapter 8,
到了第八章，
they started to call Ezra to read the word of God to them.
他们就招了这个以斯拉来为他们宣读神的话。
Because they know clearly, even the wall is already built.
他们非常的清楚，虽然这个城墙已经建立。
Even though they already established themselves in the land of Jerusalem.
虽然他们在这个犹太地他们已经安顿下来。
Yet without the word of God, sooner or later they will just go astray again.
如果没有神的话语，迟早他们还要会偏离出去。
So brothers and sisters, this is also our situation. We want to be maintain God's testimony, we need to be established in the Word of God. We need to hunger for the Word of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天盼望能够让主的见证维持在我们的中间，我们必须在主的话语上能够扎根，而且渴慕。
You want to be spiritually healthy?
你盼望能够属灵，而且是一个健康的光景。
We need the Word of God.
我们实在需要主的话。You
know, my little boy, every time we went out to eat,
有的时候我跟我儿子出去吃饭。
The first thing he would say, Daddy, what are we ordering?
那么头一件事，他就说，父亲，我们要订什么菜？
And after the food comes to the table, he will say, Is this all?
当看到这个所摆上的菜的时候，他说，难道就这么多吗？
Then afterwards, before we finish eating, he said, What is the dessert?
那么当我们吃完的时候，他说，那个甜点在。
And before we go home, he said, What is my snack?
那么还没有走的，他就说我的那个这个点心在哪里？
He has so much like for food.
他对这个食物充满了这样的一种的胃口。
And because of that, he is healthy.
因为这样，所以他就长得很健壮。
Same principle. Brothers and sisters, if we want to be healthy spiritually, we need the Word of God as our nutrition.
弟兄姊妹，同样的原则，如果我们盼望在属灵的里面，我们能够健壮，我们需要对主的话有这样的一种的渴慕。
We need that kind of appetite, like a small little boy.
好像这个小孩子对食物一样，我们也对主的话有这样的胃口。
A lot of times we try to measure being spiritual, but how many service are you involved in?
好像有的时候我们衡量一个人属灵是用他的外面的服饰。Don't
get me wrong, I am not trying to discourage people to serve.
不要误会我，我并不是让大家不要服侍。I
encourage people to serve.
我非常鼓励我们来服侍。But
in order to be spiritually healthy,
但是如果我们要在属灵的里面健壮的话，
It's not a matter how many service are you in.
并不在乎说你参与了的服侍。But
how much appetite you have for the Word of God.
乃在乎你对主的话有多少的渴慕。Let
me turn it around. If a person has so much service,
我们换句话说，如果一个人有许许多多的服侍，
If he doesn't have any taste for the Word of God, then I will say this person is spiritually sick.
如果他虽然有许多的服侍，但是对主的话语却是没有什么渴慕的心， For 我说这个人在属灵上是一种的病态。
Because serving is a spiritual service before God.
因为侍奉乃是属灵的侍奉。
And our supply comes from a spiritual source, which is God himself.
那么那一个源头乃是神的自己。Therefore,
we need the Word of God.
所以我们实在需要主的话。
Have you gone through dieting? Diet.
这个你有没有就是这个叫什么？这个 diet
这个减肥
啊？
Okay. You know, I've gone through once.
我自己曾经有一次减肥。
You know, I went to the doctor. The doctor tried to have my yearly check.
那么我做身体的年检的时候，
The doctor found out that my cholesterol is a little bit high.
他看见我的胆固醇的这个指标有点高。
But the nurse didn't say how high.
但是那个护士并没有说有多高。
So I was so nervous and anxious. I said, Oh my goodness, I might have a heart problem. So I start to diet.
所以我好像听到一点风声就很紧张，我说我要开始节食。
So I start to eat oatmeal.
所以我就开始吃这个麦片。
Oatmeal in the morning.
那么早晨麦片。
Oatmeal at break time.
这个中间休息的时候麦片。
A little vegetable at lunch.
那么午餐一点的水果。
Oatmeal again on break time in the afternoon.
下午又是麦片。
And a little again vegetable at night time.
那么晚上又是一点的蔬菜。
Yet indeed, after 2 weeks, I dropped.
实在是，这个2个星期以后就掉了好几磅。
My cholesterol also dropped.
这个胆固醇的指标也降下来。
But let me tell you, that's the worst experience I had.
我实在告诉你，那是我感觉最糟的一段时间。
Because of this hunger, I cannot concentrate on my work.
因为我这样的来这个饿我自己，我没有办法在工作中集中我的精力。
I always thinking about food.
我总是在那里想到食物。
And to such an extent, I don't want to get near any bakery or any supermarket.
那么实在说来，我这就不敢进这些卖食物的地方。
A lot of times we Christians we all going through spiritual dieting.
有的时候我们好像作为神的儿女也经过属灵的这样的
From Monday through Saturday we don't read the Word of God.
好像我们星期一到星期六我们从来不读主的话。
And we said, oh, Sunday the Lord say we can know about the Word of God.
好像到了主日我们可以在这里来读主的话。
And how can you expect you to be strong and even overcome the enemy by only eating once a day and once a week?
你怎么可以想象一个星期只读那么一点点的主的话你可以刚强的面对仇敌。
Brothers and sisters, physically as we need spiritual, we need the word of God. We need for the word of God.
我们的身体需要食物我们属灵的生命需要神的话语。
Secondly, not only we need to hunger for the word of God, we need to listen attentively to the word of God.
不仅我们需要主的话，第二方面，我们更是需要留心的来听主的话。
Let me read to you verse 3. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law.
那么第三节说在水门前的宽阔处从清早到晌午在众男女一切听了能明白的人面前读这律法书众民侧耳而听
Ezra is just reading the book of the law to the people he's not preaching
这个以斯拉并没有讲到他只是把主的话念给百姓
and he started from the morning until midday
他从早晨一念到晌午
And the response of the people, the response of the people, they are attentive to the word of God.
那么这里说到民众的反应是侧耳而听
they are not conscious with time anymore.
他们已经忘记了时间
And they listen attentively because they know that the word of God is so important.
他们这样侧耳而听乃是因为他们知道神的话语是如此的重要
If we look at the situation today,
让我们看看我们今天的光景。
If we try to read the word of God, we feel it's so long, it's so boring.
当我们念主的话，觉得好像有的时候太长，好像让我们感到没有味道。
If we come to the Lord's day to listen to the message, sometimes we fall asleep, sometimes we feel, oh, it's too long.
有的时候我们听到的时候也会睡觉，甚至我们觉得太长。
Today we need to be like the children of Israel.
我们今天实在需要像以色列百姓。
When they came back from Jerusalem, they want the word of God. They listen attentively to the word of God.
当他们回到这个耶路撒冷后，他们实在是渴慕神的话，他们侧听。
Because before they reject the word of God, that's why they are in such a condition.
他们从前就是因着他们拒绝神的话，所以他们就落在被掳的光景。
They are in 70 years in Babylon because they killed the prophets who what?Speak the word of God to them.
他们之所以被掳到巴比伦七十年，乃是因为他们把传讲主话语的先知杀掉。
And today God gave them a second chance.
神这里面给他们第二次的机会。
They have that desire to know the word of God because the word of God to them is like a map.
他们愿意知道神的话，因为神的话实在是他们脚前的灯。
How will they please the Lord and do according to His purpose? They need the word of God.
他们怎样的来侍奉实在需要神的话
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times we spend so much time in newspaper, in computer to know what? The world's news.
我们多少的时候我们在电脑在报纸上我们盼望知道这世界的发生的事情
A young man just testified that during the summer when he wake up after brushing his teeth he go to this for more than 3 hours.
有年轻人说每天早晨在暑假的时候他早晨起来刷完牙就上这个电脑三个小时
We spend so much time in these things
我们在这些事上花费了太多的时间
Because we feel this is important
因为我们认为这些太重要了
But let me tell you brothers all this will go away
但是弟兄姊妹我告诉你这些都会过去
You know kingdom rise and fall
这个世上的国会兴起会衰败
Only God's word remains forever
只有神的道永远长存。
We are experiencing some spiritual poverty.
今天我们在属灵上好像在一个荒年。
Because the word of God to us is only very few.
好像今天神的话语非常的稀少。
There was once a young lady who is migrating from England to United States.
有一个女士，她曾经帮助我从英国到美国。
He want to migrate.
她想从英国这移民到美国。
But because the ticket is so expensive, she felt like she felt won't go through.
那么因为这个机票价格太贵，所以她没有办法。
So the relatives try their best to pitch in to buy the ticket.
那么他的家人就帮他来买这个。
And he was able to ride on the boat.
那么他就能够上了那个船。
But she felt like in order to minimize the expenses, he brought a lot of cheese and crackers.
那么他为了要减少这个花费，他带了一些的奶酪和一些的这个饼干。
So instead of going through this table, buffet table with a lot of food, he just eat cheese and crackers every day.
那么这个他没有去这个船上所预备的那个就是这个
buffet
这个叫什么这个自助式的这个宴席，那么他就吃这个他自己带的饼干和奶酪。
So every time every lunch time or dinner time he saw these people marching in, so he felt so she felt free.
那么每一次他看见人家进到这些地方去吃饭的时候，他就觉得很。
One day they arrive at the New York Harbor.
那么有一天他们到了这个纽约的这个终点。
Accidentally he read the back of his ticket.
那么当他看这个船票的时候。
He said food included.
他说那个船上的所有的预备的食物都是包括在船票里。
Oh, brothers and sisters, a lot of times this is our condition.
很多的时候这就是我们的光景。
We are in so much spiritual poverty.
我们今天在属灵上是何等的贫穷。
Yet we are not willing to open the word of God.
但是我们却不愿意翻开神的话。
You want to be strong, you want to be healthy, you want to win over the enemy, we need the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果你盼望能够刚强，盼望在属灵上能够健壮，你能够抵挡仇敌，你需要神的话语。
Thirdly, we need to honor the word of God.
第三方面，我们需要尊重主的话。
He says here in verse 6, when Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen.
当以斯拉在那里称颂神伟大的时候，那么众人都说啊。
Even before that, in verse 5, he said, when Ezra opened the book, all the people stood up.
以斯拉在那里开圣经的时候，所有的众人都一同的站起来。
Why did the children of Israel honor the word of God?
为什么他们这样的来尊重神的话语？
Because they experienced that without the word of God, they will be fallen and be in captivity.
当因为他们经历过，当他们没有神话语的时候，那种可怜的光景。
I say verse 40, verse 8 says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but only the word of God remains forever.
以赛亚书那里就告诉我们说，花必凋谢，草必枯干，唯有神的道永远长存。
And with their own eyes, they saw this thing happen.
他们实在看见这样的事情发生。
Yet the mighty king at that time.King of Babylon brought them into captivity.
那么那个时候，巴比伦王就把他们掳去。
After a period of time, this king died.
但是过了一段时间，这一个巴比伦王就死掉了。
And it was inherited by his son.
那么他的儿子就来继承他的
王。And before he also was killed.
那么过一段时间，他又被人家杀。
Taken away by Cyrus the Persian.
又被波斯马代在那里取代了。
And afterwards, Alexander the Great also take over.
那么希腊的这个亚历山大王又把他们又给征服。
So the children of Israel know one thing.
那么以色列百姓知道一件事。
Kingdom rise and fall.
这列国可以兴起，可以衰败。
The king is born, king is dead.
那么这个王可以兴起，可以灭掉。
But only the word of God never change.
只有主的道永远长存。
When they are in captivity.
当他们被掳的时候
，The Lord promised them in 70 years you will come back.
神应许他们七十年要归回。
Yet in 70 years they come back.
是的，过了七十年他们归回。
Brothers and sisters, they know the only thing they can trust is the word of God.
他们那个时候就晓得，唯一可以靠得住的就是神的话。
Therefore they honor the word of God.
所以他们就尊重神的话。
You know the danger of the churches today.
今天教会的一个危险。
We so much attention to activities rather than the word of God.
今天我们看我们所有的活动与神的话语。
We feel like the word of God is not that attractive anymore.
好像神的话语不再那样来吸引我们。
So we just want to replace it with some activity.
我们好像愿意用许多的活动来代替神的话。
To such an extent, we are just like the church in Ephesians in Ephesus.
好像在以弗所教会一样。
We have works. We have patience.
我们有劳苦。
We even have determination of whether it's a false prophet or a true prophet.
我们可以分辨真假的使徒。
Yet towards God Himself and His word, we are lukewarm.Brothers and sisters, if we want to continue on as God's testimony,
如果我们要维持主的见证,
we need to put the word of God as a priority.
我们必须把主的话语摆在最重要的位置上。
I praise the Lord for the meeting here and even the meeting in West Office.
我们为在这两边的聚集，我们感谢神。
All of our activity is focused that people might be encouraged to read the word of God.
很多的这个鼓励就让我们来读主的话。
May we treasure that.
让我们宝贝这样的机会。
That's a fourth.
第四方面。
We need to handle the word of God.
我们需要这个应用主的话。
It says here in verse 7.
在第七节。
And verse 8. So they read in the book the law of God distinctly and gave sense and caused them to understand the reading. Verse 8.
第八节。他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
This is an encouragement both to us who are ministering the word of God and the Sunday school teachers and even the parents.
这里是在为我们愿意服侍的弟兄姊妹一个很好的鼓励。
Not only we need to read the word of God.
我们不仅要读主的话。
We need to handle or make sense the word of God.
我们需要按正义分解神的道。
We need to explain the word of God.
我们需要把神的道解释给百姓听。
You know, in other words, we need to connect the word as part of our living.
我需要把神的道和我们的生活连在一起。
You know, the word of God is not something objective, but something subjective that has a lot to do with our daily living.
这神的话并不是一个客观的，乃是非常主观的，让我们每天的生活可以靠着神的话语。
You know, in West Office on Friday night, we are pursuing the book Hosea.
那么在西南区那边，我参加那个组是读何西亚书。
Hosea is a prophet ordered by the Lord to marry a prostitute.
那么何西亚是一个神的先知，神命令他和一个妓女结婚。
And the marrying of that prostitute signifies the unfaithfulness of the children of Israel and the faithfulness of God.
那么那一个景象就预表到这个。神的百姓向神的不忠心。
And when you start to read that, the young people are really baffled. What is this?
那么当年轻人读的，他们实在感到非常的困惑。
Yes, indeed, it's like a historical account.
像只是历史上的一个记载。
Signifies God loved His people so much.
好像说到神实在是这样爱他的百姓。
But the thing is, what has that got to do with me?
但是这一个与我有什么关系？
You know, my father, when I start to preach.
当我学习讲道的时候，我的父亲就帮助我。
He said, "My son, if you start to preach, learn one thing: you need to apply the word of God to our daily living."
他说，你要记住一件事，就是当你传讲的时候，你要把神的话和我们的日常生活连在一起。
You need to connect the word of God in our daily living.
你要把主的话用在我们的日常的生活里。
So as we are reading this Hosea, we felt like this unfaithfulness is a reflection of who we are.
当我们读何西阿书的时候，我们就发现这一种的不忠，实在说就是我们的镜子。
We are that prostitute.
我们就是那样一个淫妇。
We give credit to these idols rather than God Himself.
我们把这个功劳都归给偶像，没有来尊崇神。
Today we need to repent.
今天我们需要悔改。
Because if we don't, the Lord will come and discipline us.
如果我们不悔改，神就要来管教我们。
We need to come back to God.
我们需要回到神面前。
Which is our provider, our husband.
实在是我们的丈夫，是我们一切的供应的源头。
When we try to read it in this way,
如果我们是这样的来读圣经，
then the word of God is alive.
好像神的话就是活的。
Not something objective that so far away from us.
并不是那样遥远那样客观。
Rather, the word of God is a warning and encouragement.
实在是我们的警戒，实在是我们的鼓励。
And I'm saying also to the parents, we need to read the word of God and explain the word of God to our children.
我对做父母的说，我们实在需要把主的话读给我们的孩子听，也要讲解给他们听。
Don't leave that responsibility to the Sunday school teachers.
不要把这样的责任留给主日学的老师。
It is our duty.
这是我们做父母的责任。
But you say I don't know.
有的弟兄姊妹说我不知道。
I don't understand.
我自己都不明白。
We need to pursue the word of God.
这就是为什么我们需要来追求认识。
We need to pray and meditate on the word of God.
需要默想神的话。
Lastly,
最后。
Not only we need to handle the word of God, we need also take heed the word of God.
不仅我们要这样按正义的讲解分解主的话，我们还需要留心主的话。
We need to handle, which means handle with care.
我们实在需要小心的在那里来运用主的话。
When the Levites try to explain the word of God to them,
当利未人在那里要把主的话讲解给他们的时候
，the people responded by taking heed the word of God.
那么百姓就是这样的来注意的听。
And the effect is.Three effects.
那么这样的话就产生三种的结果。
One, they start to repent.
他们就开始悔改。
I have no time to read, but they start to weep and cry.
他们就在那里哭泣。
Because the word of God exposed their condition.
因为神的话把他们里面的光景显露出来。
Exposed their unfaithfulness and their sinfulness.
把他们的罪性和他们的不忠显明出来。
And therefore, it was their heart causing them to repent.
好像刺入他们的心里，让他们悔改。
Is this our experience?
这难道不是我们的经历吗
？Not only the day we are saved, even every day when the Word of God speaks to us.
实在不光是在我们信主的时候，我们每一次来读主的话。
When we take the Word of God in a proper manner, in a proper spirit.
如果我们是这样正确的来领受主的话语的话。
The Word of God is just a light that shines in our heart.
主的话实在是光照进我们的心里。
It exposes every negative things, every sin in our hearts.
神的光，神话语的光，把我们里面一切那些消极的一面都显明出来。
But that is only the beginning.
但是这个却带进了一致。
You know, mourning repentance is only what a means for the end.
实在说来，这一个哭泣，这个悔改，乃是达到那个最终的一个中间的一个步骤。
Only the first step，
只是头一步而已。
After they repented，
当他们悔改以后
，Nehemiah said， "Don't cry anymore."
尼希米就说不要哭泣。
Yeah, eat the fat, drink the sweet.
你们要甜美的，你们要这个在那吃喝。
Oh, give gifts to those who are not prepared.
你们这个要吃为你们所预备的。
And for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
因为从耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
After repentance,
当人悔改以后
，we have experienced joy.
我们就经历到喜乐。
Because we know the Lord is our salvation.
我们知道神是我们的拯救。
We experience the Lord is giving us a second chance.
我们知道神给我们又一次的机会。
This is exactly what the feeling of the children of Israel is.This is exactly the feeling of the children of Israel.
这就是当时他们以色列人他们的感觉。
Yes, they have been in captivity for 70 years.
是的，他们被掳了70年。
It seems that there is no more hope.
好像他们不再有了盼望。
Oh, the temple is burned down, the wall has fallen down.
他们的殿被拆毁，他们的城墙这个毁掉。
The testimony of God is gone already.
好像神的见证都已经荒废了。
Yet hallelujah, God brought them back and God brought them to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
但是我们感谢主，神把他们重新带回来，重新铸造神的城墙。
Because of this, they need to rejoice.
因此，他们需要欢喜快乐。
May we rejoice.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要欢喜快乐。
Because every time we fail, we come to the Lord, we repent. The Lord gave us a second chance.
因为每一次我们软弱失败，我们来到主的面前，我们悔改以后，我们就有第二次的机会。
Sometimes we are so lazy, but when the word of God shines in our heart, yes, thank the Lord giving me another chance.
有的时候我们是这样的懒惰，但是当神的话语进来的时候，我们有第二次的机会。
We rejoice.
我们就喜乐。
Number three.
第三方面。
Obedience to the word of God.
就是顺服神的话。
And after they read the word of God, the word of God showed them that they need to make booth, sit in the booth.
当他们读主的话的时候，他们发现他们需要过祝棚节。
And because of that, they say that this practice has not been you know, been made since the day of Joshua the son of Nun.
这里说到这一种祝棚节，实在说来，好像自从约书亚那个嫩的儿子约书到如今都还没有这样行过。
And because of this, they say we need to come back. We need to obey what God said.
我们需悔，我们需要来服神话语的命令。
They start to make booth.
他们开始建棚子。
Rejoice with one another. Rejoice in the Lord before the Lord.
他们彼此欢喜快乐，在主里面欢喜快乐。
So they come together as one people.
他们在一起，好像这个一个人一样。
No more northern kingdom or southern kingdom.
不再说南国北国。
But the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
乃是基督耶稣的国。
This is the result of coming to the Word of God.
这就是我们回到主话语的那个结果。
After we rejoice.
当我们喜乐以后
we want to obey the word of God.
我们就乐意来遵行神的话。
And the purpose of obeying the word of God,
我们遵行神的话语
is to come together as one people.
我们乃是可以成为合一的百姓。
We can come together as what? God's testimony.
我们可以成为神的见证。
This is God's purpose today.
这就是神今天的目的。
You know, reading the word of God is not only for our own.
我们读主的话实在不仅仅是为个人的需要
not only being more spiritual,
并不是单单的为了要更加的属灵
The enjoyment of the word of God is causing us to come together as one people become God's testimony
我们回到主的话语乃是为了我们能够成为合一的百姓 成为主在地上的见证
May the Lord continue to work in our hearts
愿神一直在我们心中做工
Seeing that God's testimony is that important
让我们看见神的见证是如此的重要。
We need to maintain God's testimony by having appetite in the Word of God.
我们需要借着对主话语的渴慕来维持主在地上的见证。
May God continue to speak in our hearts.
愿神继续向我们的心里说话。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for speaking this morning.
主，我们感谢你今天向我们说话。
Oh, a lot of times we are like the children of Israel in captivity.
有的时候我们实在像被掳的以色列百姓一样。
We have forsaken your word and rejected your word.
我们好像丢弃甚至抵挡你的话语。
But today we come back to you.
今天我们愿意回到你的面前。
Lord, we want to say, Lord, I'm coming home.
我们对你说，主，我们愿意回家。
We want to concentrate and love your word.
我们愿意。把我们的注意放在你话语的上面。
For your word is life to us.
我们愿意爱你的话语，因为你的话语就是我们的生命。
Or we just want to be like Job.
我们实在愿意像
亚伯一样，亚伯一样，
约伯一样哎。
Or to give esteem on your word more than our necessary needs.
让我们看重你的话语过于我们口中的食物。
Or we just commit all these words into your hand.
我们把这些话都再一次交在主的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名。